Well, that gospel was a doozy. Allow me to start this sermon by saying that no matter how crazy and frightening and ripped from the scenes of the new film 2012, this passage may have sounded, this really is good news. Because friends, no matter the spectacular turns this drama takes, we know how this story ends. We know that this is not ultimately a story of fear or of foreboding, as some see it. This is ultimately a story of hope. And the message for us, simple as it sounds, is this. Stay awake, take heart, and have hope. For the kingdom is drawing near. So then, how do we get there? It can often feel as if much of our lives is lived in the in-between, between the already and the not yet, between the can't be and the sure thing, between the just past here and almost to there. In short, that life is lived in waiting. Now, this waiting may not be where we want to be, or where we think that we should be, but sometimes it is just where we need to be. If this in-between, this waiting space is where you are at this moment in time, welcome to the season of Advent, a time of hopeful anticipation, of active alertness, of watchful stillness. A time when many around us are on fast forward, and we are desperately searching for the pause button. A time when attentive waiting can be an essential practice just in and of itself. For this is a time to intentionally wait, to be silent, to watch for the kingdom that is coming near. You see, this is the first Sunday, the first day, in fact, of the church's year. And let me be the first to say that we in the church sure chose a bizarre entry point, our first note to this unfolding symphony. I mean, as everyone is making their lists and checking them twice, we hear a gospel passage like this one. As the world swirls around us, from tryptophan-induced food dazes one day to feeding frenzies of the retail variety the next, we this morning hear stories of distress among nations and signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars of being on guard and of praying that we might have the strength to escape. Well, now, hold on. That last part there, praying for the strength to escape, that I can understand. But listening to the gospel and then experiencing much of the frenzy that surrounds us, it is clear that somewhere there is a disconnect. And frankly, it is important that there is a disconnect. Because as prophets of old like Jeremiah, and prophets of today like Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping Now have taught us, it is all too easy to be weighed down with the dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. It is all too easy to be caught up in the trivial, dressed up as essential, and to miss the quiet truth that can be glimpsed around us. It's not as if other times of the year should be taken up with worry and frenzy. It's just that at this time of year, it is especially important to pay attention. Because what are we coming close to? Or in the words of Luke's gospel, this kingdom that is coming near is difficult enough to discern, but nearly impossible to discern in the distractions that surround us. Every year, I am just amazed at the frenzy that we create as we approach this time of year. I mean, how many people, show of hands now, how many people were in a store, grocery, or retail this past week? This past week. All right. And at some point, did you wonder if you would emerge whole from it? Whether you were trying to find a parking spot at Monterey Market like I was, you can tell who's new in town, or you attempted to navigate Black Friday, it doesn't take too much imagination to see this dissipation and the worry, and depending on which holiday party you attend, the drunkenness that seems to permeate our common spaces at this time of year, and which serves to alternately distract us from and dull us to the hopeful watchfulness that is necessary to prepare for the glorious impossible. It may well be that in our attentive waiting that our practice finds its ground. It is dark this time of year when many of us make it home. Every day falls shorter and our wait until morning light grows. It may be for this reason that the practice of lighting a candle or two or three or four around our Advent wreath has taken hold in our house. It is simply remarkable to watch small children, in our case last year, a 2- and a 4-year-old, be fully present in the lighting of candles in the darkness, in simple prayers and in silence. Now let's be real. Moments before, mayhem might be breaking out. And moments after, mayhem will surely return. But in this intentional space, through darkness and light, in trouble and in joy, anticipating, watching, holy waiting happens. And I would offer that most everyone here this morning is waiting for something. And to be sure, there are different kinds of waiting, and in this regard, I'm thinking of more than just, will that number 9 bus ever show? I'm thinking primarily of the kind of waiting that remains with us moment to moment, day to day, that kind of waiting that you just can't shake. For instance, there are some here this morning waiting on decisions from banks so that they will know what the future of their home might be. There are some here today waiting to hear back from job interviews. Are they the right person for this position? Is this position right for them? There are some here right now waiting to hear back from loved ones, hoping for long-awaited reconciliation, for that late afternoon phone call, or the letter from out of the blue. There are others who are waiting, waiting for results to come back from tests far beyond their control. I venture to say that most of us, if not all of us, are in some way waiting. And while it can be excruciating, it may just be that for right now, this waiting is a practice to pay attention to. Because waiting can be fruitful in as much as it can create in us a sense of deeper awareness, an active watchfulness. Though few of us really enjoy being the last in a line that snakes through the aisles, if we are paying attention to the sounds and to the silence around us, whether in line at Best Buy or sitting in the doctor's waiting room, We have the possibility of hearing the voice of the one who speaks to us in stillness. This is what we are attempting to cultivate this Advent season through our evening devotions around a wreath or through slowly opening a calendar of chocolate. It is this sense of waiting, of watching, of expectation. And it is for this reason that Jesus chooses to offer the parable of the fig tree in our text. For just as the natural cycle of the fig tree gives those who pay attention a sign of what is to come, our own ability to wait and watch for the signs around us make it possible to know that, brothers and sisters, hope is around the corner. To be clear, as one scholar has said, in Advent, it is not that our waiting is removed. It is that the character of our waiting has been changed. For we live, according to Luke, between the two great poles of God's intervention in the world: the coming of Christ in the flesh and his triumph over death. We are therefore free to struggle, to work, to wait, to witness. Indeed, to live and die with hope, because we know the end of the story. And so that is truly what we are in between, the incarnation and the resurrection. And this is why our Advent season, regardless of its nature, can be filled with holy longing in waiting. This is why those of us who have been, are now, or will be waiting have the opportunity to come near to this space in Advent. Because, friends, like it or not, life is lived in the middle. Life is what happens when we're waiting for our plans to come together. And this, in fact, is when we can be most present to the hope that this kingdom promises. Too often, though, instead of being present in the waiting, we distract ourselves with the hurry and the worry that makes it impossible to glimpse the hope that abounds. So this Advent, in this in-between time, make time to be silent. Not just for a minute or two, but so that the silence overtakes you and forces you to pay attention. Rekindle your practice of reading the Word, allowing the story of our common hope to be your companion in these days. Through our ingatherings every Sunday, and through your interactions with strangers and family alike, serve others as the King does in this kingdom. Live in the in-between. And throughout these days of preparation, remember, stay awake, take heart, and have hope, for this kingdom of God is drawing near.